Three, two, one. Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 23rd day of March, 2021. We're talking about the Brewers and how they're putting on season game or single game ticket sales on Friday. But we know that even if you do get a ticket to a game, it's not going to be like going to a regular game. In terms of what you can do before the game in particular, because they're not allowing any tailgating.
No tailgating.
Until further notice.
Right.
Now, as Schlesinger, what's his first name again?
Rick.
As Rick Schlesinger said, they fought hard for tailgating. They're going to continue to fight hard for tailgating to get it back in effect as soon as possible. It's a tradition anyway, right? I mean, it's a tradition.
No doubt.
In Milwaukee and really in Wisconsin, the tailgate, which is kind of interesting because I don't know if that's enough. Is not being able to tailgate enough for you to not go to a game because you can't tailgate?
No way. No way. Do I prefer to tailgate? Absolutely. Do I love tailgating? Absolutely. But I understand the circumstances. It's not like it's going away forever. I mean, look, we're dying to go to games and stuff. We haven't been to a game in over a year. If you tell me I can go to a Brewer game, but I can't tailgate, I'm like, fine, no problem.
I hear you. I'm in, too. I would definitely go. I had some people, when the story first came up, I guess it was when you were on one of your many, many vacation days.
I got more coming up, by the way.
People were going, ah, no tailgating, forget it. I'm not going, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, really? That's going to keep, and that wouldn't keep me away either. See, tailgating for me, I don't know what you were like growing up and where you used to go to games growing up, whether it was in Minnesota or in Colorado. I don't know, but tailgating was not really a thing for me growing up. The only time, the very first time I ever tailgated was going to a Brewers game at County Stadium. I don't remember how old I was, but that was the thing. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool because when we were, you know, when I was really little and we went to Wrigley Field or whatever, there's no place to park
right.
And go tailgating at Wrigley Field or anything. Or Soldier Field was the same way.
I think so.
The very first tailgating experience I had was at County Stadium.
Well, that's the thing. That depends on where you grew up and what the opportunities were around your stadiums. Like you just mentioned, Wrigley Field's in downtown Chicago. Soldier Field's along the lakeshore. There's no place to go do that. So, obviously, that's not going to be a part of your growing up experience. Now, in Minnesota, before they moved downtown to the Metrodome, Minnesota's out in Bloomington. The Twins and the Vikings and the North Stars were all out in Bloomington, in a, you know, where the Mall of America is now, but it was vast parking lot. So it was tailgating galore for Twins, Vikings, and North Stars games. You know, now when they move downtown Minneapolis.
North Stars games?
Yeah, for North Stars games, especially playoffs. Especially playoffs. You know, if you think about it, hockey starts in the fall and ends in the spring or early summer.
That's true.
There was a lot of tailgating that would go on at North Stars games. But, you know, when they moved downtown, the Twins and the Vikings, there was no place to do it. There's very little pockets of parking that you could go to and tailgate, but not like the scene that you would have when it was in Bloomington or the scene at Lambeau Field. When I was in Colorado for Broncos games, that was out in the suburbs of Denver on the outskirts of the city, massive parking lot that it shared with McNichols Arena. Lots of tailgating going on there, and in fact, I still think with the new stadiums right over there too, where the, you know, by where the old stadium was, that there's tailgating over there as well. But yeah, tailgating was always part of it. But that would never be I would never be deterred of going to a game because I couldn't tailgate.
That's not a deal breaker.
You know, here's the problem. I think with what the Brewers are doing right now, with the fact that they're not, you know, they want tailgating, so you really can't blame this on the Brewers. Because they want tailgating. But I don't know if people always see it that way. Because part of the problem is, too, is the Brewers have eliminated carry-ins, too, where you can't carry in that bag of peanuts or that bottle of soda that you wanted to. So yeah. I think what Brewer fans see this as, too, is a money grab by the Brewers to make you buy things inside the stadium. I'm not sure all fans know that the Brewers fought for tailgating, but were turned down. They may just look at it as, well, the Brewers aren't allowed tailgating. They won't let me bring in anything in. It's just a big money grab. I guess, boy, they lost a lot of money in 2020. Well, they did, right? But that's, you know, not everything is as it seems.
Well, like I said before, I mean, you're going to be able to bring food in again, I think, at some point.
I'm not convinced that's going to happen. We'll see.
Oh, I am.
I hope you're right. But, I mean, in the short term, people don't view it that way. People view it as a money grab by the Brewers. But
the COVID thing, man. Well, you can't be bringing in outside stuff.
People don't care. It looks like it's a money grab.
From.
But what's it matter whether I bring in what would it matter if I brought in my own bottle of soda and brought in my own bag of peanuts from the grocery store and sat in my pod, socially distanced away from everybody? It never left my bean. It was with me the whole time. They say you can't get COVID by shopping at the grocery store in terms of coming off surfaces. You know, your grocery items that you buy at the store don't have COVID when you take them home. There's no longer any need to leave them out in the garage and wipe them down and all that stuff. So what's the purpose? If I'm sitting in a pod and they never leave my bean, what's it matter whether I'm carrying a bag of peanuts in my pocket or a Coke?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But I think that's the reason. And I think
it might be, but that's not how people perceive it.
It'll go away.
We'll see. I'm not. That's fine. And moving on to the fact that you think that it'll return, I'll believe it when I see it. I hope you're right, but I don't know when they decide that lines move quicker because you're not checking backpacks and coolers or whatever it is that you're allowed to bring into the stadium with your goodies, your sandwich or your soda or your peanuts. When they see how faster lines move, and then they see, well, we had a 12% increase at the concession stands this year. You can't convince me that they're going to turn back the clock and allow you to bring things in. I hope you're right. I'll believe it when it gets reinstituted. Okay.
See, to me, that was kind of the thing. You know, you used to bring in your own stuff. I mean, there was nothing better. We used to go to this McDonald's that was right by Wrigley Field. I don't know if it's still there anymore with all the stuff they've built around there, but we'd go there and just buy a sack of burgers, go sit in the bleachers, and boom, just there's
sure.
Your burgers, get a cold beer, whatever. And that was a great thing. Or when I was younger, as a family, when we went, we'd, you know, pack a cooler pretty much, you know, those small little coolers, mm-hmm. Bring some sandwiches and everything else. So that, to me, was the tradition, not necessarily tailgate. And I'm with you, though. I would not go to a game because I couldn't tailgate, that's for sure. I'd be happy to go to a game.
Isn't tailgating supposed to be an add-on? Your entertainment is the game, right? If the entertainment is tailgating,
right,
then why even enter the stadium? I mean, I know it's a part of the experience, mm-hmm. and we all want it, but ultimately you're there to see the baseball game, aren't you?
Yes, sir. That's what I think. Well, it's a good start anyway for the Brewers. It's a good way to start, and hopefully, as Rick Schlesinger talked about, they'll be able to continue to ramp up attendance and maybe amenities and things like that as the season goes on. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. That's going to do it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Join us each and every Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan for the Bill and Rookie Experience.